Welcome back to Dice Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Teluga.
All right, gang. Let's get right into our recap and into the episode. Last time on Dicey Situations, combat ensued as the Chaos crew took on the corrupted Briar Children in their new fused form. Leaping right into the fray, Teluga took on the Vine Monstrosity with Glebnor, while Theo and Reggie provided cover fire from the ruins of Breckenridge Peak. A close call with a thorny spray nearly took out Teluga, and the Briar Beast then dissolved into vines and attempted to chase down Theo and Reggie. Some quick thinking with Alchemist Fire forced the creature to reconstitute, giving the gang an opportunity to end the fight. After a judo chop and some blee-blee magic, the Briar Children were returned to their natural form and the curse was purged. As the dust settled on the battle, a blast of eldritch energy emerged from the forest. We now find our heroes surrounded by bullywug warlocks to blee-blee and reunited with their old friend, Big T. Well, gang, as we last left you guys, you were just being sprayed with anointing oil from Big T, the baggy neck tree guardian of the swamp. I can't believe you've returned! This day was prophesized, probably, right, Teluga?
Totally, yeah.
Yes!
It was told in prophecy that we'd come and save the South.
Yes, probably.
This is going on the pamphlet.
You can also see, yes, you got a couple of little bullywug warlocks. There are these tiny frogmen. They've made out of like hay and reeds. They've made small wigs to kind of resemble Bleebly, little ponytails. They're shooting their finger guns in the air, spraying eldritch blasts everywhere.
Oh yes, get them! All right, yeah.
But yeah, what would you guys like to do at this little magical reunion on the top of the peak?
All right, guys, I need a breather. I got beat up.
Yeah, that was pretty rough for you.
Yeah. So if only we had a front line.
I know, right?
Yeah,
it's what we really need.
Yeah.
Hello.
What?
Still in his Mrs. Doubtfire-esque goo form version of Ivy. Yeah, Glebnor, what the hell are you doing?
I'm gonna reform into Glebnor.
It was so convincing. I didn't even know it was you for a minute. Pretty
right,
good.
Right, yeah. Totally worked.
Yep.
You okay, Daddy?
I scowl at my son.
Oh, God. Not disapproving looks.
I'm not okay.
Do I have anything for this?
Can you take the spikes out of my back?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I'm picking the rest of them out.
Yeah, you kind of took that to the face, huh? Ooh,
yeah.
That was...
Man, really needed rough. A front line on that one.
You ran in so fast, and then it was like immediately spraying and spraying.
You know, my fist can only go so far.
The Briar Children, they're still eating a taco, look up and like, sorry.
It's all right. You weren't in control of yourselves, right?
No.
Are you lying to me?
I don't trust these little freaky children. I'm gonna just put it out there.
I'm gonna insight check you.
Go ahead and make an insight check. I'll roll. See how the Briar Children do.
25.
With a nat 20. There's no way we can control what moves we did. Don't worry about it.
All right. You know, I believe these little scamps and I ruffle their leaves.
Yeah, they definitely learned their lesson from the last time they were fucking with us.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From enemies to friends, you've done it all.
You know, I try, Big T. I try. Up top now.
Up top!
I jump.
Big T.
Yes, Glebnor.
You seem to be a full-on board Bleebly believer.
Well, I mean, you can't argue with the results, am I right?
Right.
If anything, things here are too lush.
I'm gonna break out the Bleebly buckler.
Oh, cool.
Do you like this symbol?
It's beautiful.
Would it really hurt you if we carved it into your chest?
Whoa, dude!
Oh, son!
Come on!
I asked first!
That's messed up.
It's like a tattoo for a tree.
How would you like it if I... Yeah, do it! Let him do it! Come on!
What if I carve something into your arm?
Stop looking at it!
Yeah, it doesn't feel good when someone does it.
I'm gonna move the Bleebly buckler in front of my arm.
Block that arm. You can see the little bullywogs are like, don't be a bitch, get it tattooed, it'll be cool. They start kind of just poking Big T with sticks.
Hey. Only if he wants it.
I don't want it, that would hurt a lot. I mean,
that's
obviously.
Why I asked.
All right. Things have been quite troublesome since you boys left.
Oh no, what kind of troubles?
As you can see, this vine curse is taken over the entire south.
Oh, still this. I thought that might have been something else.
Son, no, mostly it's the this. Demon. It's the demon, son.
I didn't know if there was like another issue, maybe.
You can see he points down the peak at the ruins of Tidagol, now quite clear as the sun has begun to rise.
I'm so sorry. Unfortunately, it seems that all of the death and the destruction has awoken the Barstock demon. He was put under the ground asleep and imprisoned so long ago, but all the blood seems to have awoken his vines.
Well, looks like we gotta go kill him.
Yeah, I gotta put him in the ground permanently this time.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah! That's Bleebly stuff, right, guys?
Yeah, dap me up, Bleebly.
Oh, we want a dap? We've never done it!
Oh, here you go.
Come on, give me one!
Yeah, dap me up, guys!
Give me an sleight of hand check. I'll do one for my stupid little guys.
It's nice. A dirty 20.
With a nat 1, he just punches you in the stomach.
Did I do it right?
No, it's like this, and I grab his hand and I...
Oh, yeah!
I really dap.
It stings so good!
And you see, he turns the other pillow, he's like, put up your hands, bitches! And he starts just really hard hitting both of them on the palm.
Ow, ew, oh.
These guys gonna send the wrong message.
Yeah, yeah.
We're pretty psyched! Never really had a cause like this before, but man, we're wet! Oh, it's the wet bringer!
And they just keep getting way too close to you, Theo, and they move so erratic. It's like, yeah, all right! And just kind of at your feet.
Theo's hand keeps going to the gun because he's like, I don't know what the fuck to do. I'm going to shoot one of these guys.
Can we get some spells?
They start kind of bugging you.
Come on, give us some spell slots. Come on, give us a few.
Hey,
we only get them pretty randomly.
Everyone give our guys some space. Sometimes we kind of tuckered out.
Big flat between Theo and the Bullywogs.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to set up a little competition with you three.
Oh, yes.
The one who can shoot an Eldritch Blast better will get a spell slot.
Oh,
the
I'm
other two won't get anything.
These two suck.
He pushes. Hey.
Hey.
Oh, you guys, stop this fighting. You're making a bad impression.
I'm going to go pick up 3 rocks that I can find and set them up on like.
There's no ceremonial cans.
No, they're not getting cans.
Okay.
They get 3 rocks and set them up on like a windowsill from one of the houses that are kind of like gone. Now, the first one, we'll have all 3 of you do it. The one who can shoot all 3 the fastest wins.
Oh, yeah. Let me get blasting.
Get themselves set up. I will have each of them make an Ultra Blast attack. First up is... This is Flip, who seems to be the de facto leader here.
All right, just gonna blast it. Keep my focus. It's not that good.
He got a 14. He just goes right through the window.
Oh, no! All right, fine, you're up, Belch. Okay.
You see, it's like a more squat kind of toad-looking one. Kind of really focuses his eyes. He's gonna try to fire one. That's a nat 1. It doesn't even come out. He's like, come on, give me a blee-blee blast! As he just points his finger at the house.
That's embarrassing.
All right, Plop, you're up.
And there's a kind of like a more slender frog. Looks like he like just had one of those tadpole tails. So he has like a weird little nub in his back.
Ugh. He's just like, I'm going to do it.
He points his finger. It's an 18 plus 5 for a 23. Pew! He just perfectly puts a cackling black beam right through one of these rocks.
Well, I don't even think we need to go the rest of the way. It looks like this guy gets a spell slot.
He's the new leader!
That's how it works.
He slaps Flip.
You have to respect me now, idiot! Get behind me!
Hey, language!
They're pretty, you know, they're kind of like rowdy teens.
Let me see your wrist.
No!
Let me see it.
He's the Plope.
I don't want to listen to the Plope.
I grab his wrist. This is for not listening to the Plope. And I punch him in the face.
Man, you guys haven't changed at all.
If you listened to the Plope, it would have been this. And I slap his wrist.
All right, fine.
Listen, you get more bees with honey.
Can we get some spell slots, though? We only get them wicked randomly. We got 1 today, and that was it.
Well, let me see if I can help, because, you know, I don't want you pestering Bleebly.
Can I quickly get a history or insight check?
From?
The whole group.
We've gotten them pretty rarely. Every once in a while, we'll get some. We got one about a week ago, and there was one a couple days ago, but we don't get enough slots.
Dirty 6. 20.
3.
Dirty 20. You're starting to connect some very interesting thoughts about when they've gotten a spell slot. And you realize
that every time Theo's gun has jammed, it's been because one of these warlocks has been trying to get a spell slot and taken it from Theo. We are now going to have it be canonically that anytime you roll a nat one, your gun jams, one of the warlocks gets a spell slot.
I do not relay this information. Oh, I think I know how it works. Let me see if I can channel some energy. Ploply energy into you.
All right, yeah, plop me up.
All right.
Come on. Do it.
I'm trying.
Come on.
If only someone told me what to roll.
Try your religion.
I'm religioning.
Religion me.
I'm going to religion you.
Give me a six slot.
I'm religioning so hard right now.
I want to cast Hellish Rebuke later. Be cool if
That's a 17 religion.
You somehow, through the power of the divine... You just look over at whatever the hell's happening over here. And I think a party was like, maybe if I give them magic now, they won't take it from me later when I need it. And funneling from you into Teluga, this bleebly magic, this little baby bit of godhood.
Oh, yeah!
You see this warlock gets a spell slot.
All right.
Sick! All right! I'm excited! I can't wait to use this thing!
Now, don't use it recklessly.
I wouldn't never do that.
You
Why?
Wouldn't, hold on. You wouldn't never?
I wouldn't never do it.
Can I do...
double negative?
Can I do a flat int check to see if I know what a double negative is?
Sure.
I net 20.
He's trying to catch you in some weird bullywug word games.
Hey.
What?
No weird word games.
No. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't do that to
no,
me?
No, I wouldn't do it at all.
You sure?
Probably not.
We could play Minotaur games.
Let's not.
I slink away.
I was trying to get some money.
Well, we'll get our money the right way. Through smash and grabs and just deeds.
And payday loan IOUs.
No.
I mean, that was a really good one.
That's an IOU. They owe us 100.
Son, you got that through dirty gambling.
We're just going to leave the 100 behind?
Yes. And we'll get it through a reward that I haggle.
I mean, it'll probably find either way, guys. It's all good. Everyone's...
Listen, you know, I might have done some questionable things, but money from gambling is something I am not dipping my toe in.
That wasn't gambling. I swindled him fair and square.
Son?
Yeah, we should swindle each other. All right.
No.
No.
No swindling.
Not each other.
I'll swindle you later.
See what the fuck, guys? I'm gonna grab my son's gooey ear and start walking. All right, we're told this demon's in the middle. I really could use a long
sleep. Please, let us all gather. Sit. You can regale me of tales of the last few weeks.
Cool.
Go ahead and take a short rest if you guys wouldn't mind. It's still early morning, but you guys did very much just wake up to being bum-rushed by the thorny children. And I will also say during this period of short rest, you guys fill in Big T on everything that's happened. I'm really trying to be better about forcing you guys to explain your life story to NPCs when you talk to them, just because it doesn't really make great podcasting, I don't think. But you can see the bullywugs' eyes wide open as they listen to the tales.
I want to go to the Underdark. It sounds red.
What?
Red.
Red?
What?
Red.
Like R-E-D?
Red.
Can you spell it?
R-A-D.
That didn't help one
R-A-D.
Bit.
R-A-D.
Oh, he's saying red.
It's red. Yeah, he gets red. It. It's red.
It's red.
But it's not.
It's red.
No.
No, it is red.
It's red.
It's red. He's saying rad.
Oh.
See, Big T just sighs.
Sorry. I'm a man of the people.
Yeah, well... I'm a god of the people and didn't get that one.
It's fine. I'm the one that's going to have to learn the languages.
It's
so
true.
It's better I pick up on these things.
Big T, this massive baggy neck tree guard, he kind of leans down to you, Theo, and is like, I'm sorry, they're kind of all I had. Hey. I'm not really the best warlocks just yet. But I needed helpers if I was to come and try to find aid to, you know, solve my problems here.
I'm sure they'll get better.
All believers are welcome. That's our whole shtick.
We don't discriminate.
No, we don't.
It is on the pamphlet.
Exactly. Yeah. We wouldn't put it there if we didn't mean it.
So now, with that out of the way, let us harshly discriminate against this demon that we have to kill.
Yeah, no, we gotta fuck him up.
Yeah. So I have a plan for this raid. Now, I don't want the Briar children on their own, so they're gonna hang out with you, Big T.
Perfect.
But the three of you,
you're their foster daddy for now.
Belch and plop.
Yep.
You're gonna split up into three separate teams.
Oh yes, all right. Yeah, teams of one. Right.
Now I got these handy dandy calculations that my newly awakened son Luga worked with me to make.
Yes, father, we did all the math. It totally checks out.
So
brother's so smart.
He's so smart. I've never met anyone as other than our God who is smarter than him.
Okay, yes, yes.
And with these, I think we can form a distraction to pull some people out from the town center while we send a small infiltration group infiltrate.
Excellent. We can make quite a big distraction and draw out the tendril puppets. Unfortunately, it seems they've been dragging corpses back into the center of Tidagol. They return as foresty puppets of the Vine Lord, or in this case, the Vine Queen.
So a question. What? How far gone is Ivy? Like, can I save her?
I believe you could save anyone. You saved the Briar children.
That is true.
Wow, you know, some people have more faith in me than me.
This guy's a true believer. I love it.
All right, well, with that unshakable confidence you just gave me, I don't think this could go wrong at all.
Yeah, no way. We'll do a bunch of big loud explosions right, and it'll fill me red.
So here's the trick. In order to get it to fly correctly, you have to slap the rock on its figurative ass.
Okay, slap a rock. All right.
And get that so far. Good baseball while you ignite it.
Is that like the magic word?
It worked for me, and hold on, let me show, and I'll set up a demonstration.
All right.
And I slap the rock, and you shout, good baseball.
All right, what did we do last time for the skill check on this? I believe it was performance.
It was two things. One was like the...
Wasn't one Arcana?
Yeah, it's either Arcana. Arcana is how big the explosion is.
Yes.
Investigation is how straight it flies. So let's get that first.
Do I want to go explosion size again?
Obviously. Lands right in front of us and blows up huge.
That is a 3. Ooh. So, son. Oh, wait, Luga, can you give me some help on this one?
Father, you're facing it the wrong way.
Oh, okay. Let me try that again. Ooh, it's definitely that 3 and not the 0.
I think maybe we've done this wrong.
You see, as you go to do it, it just goes a... There's a very small explosion.
All right. Well, I didn't use enough juice, but you get the idea.
Yeah, no. We got it.
Listen, when you do
good
it...
Good baseball!
Throw one. And, you see it zooms through the window of one of these houses.
I think we did it right.
A huge explosion.
All right. No, that's it. That's it. That's perfect.
Excellent. I told you I was going to be better than you. You're an idiot.
Hey, language.
Sorry.
Let me
see
your tongue.
My whole tongue.
Well, only the tip of it. And I get the hot sauce from my...
No!
No bad language in front of my son.
You could see...
And I put one drop.
Ah!
And it does that thing in SpongeBob where it hyper-zooms in.
It's really glowing red.
Super yeah. Detailed, sizzles. And you can see running in a circle now, screaming and like slapping his own tongue. Little plop. Has been properly reprimanded.
Listen. I'm fine if you guys give each other a hard time, but you shouldn't insult each other. That's
right.
Just bad.
Razzing can be part of any good friendship, but you gotta know when to draw the line, little guys. I sent them into the Highlands earlier, hoping they would find someone to help us, but they just ran into gnolls and came back immediately.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, they got a real problem up there with those things.
Yeah, we're gonna work on that next.
You guys have a lot on your plate.
Yeah, it's a pretty full plate. I'm a little stressed out. So.
I get it.
It's the Bleebly way.
Is it?
It seems to be.
Stress is a big motivator.
Yeah, I might pick up smoking soon.
Father!
Yes, we can smoke!
Hold on, no. I said soon. It hasn't happened yet. Can't when it wait. Does, it'll be in the pamphlet and you'll know.
Wait, what kind of smoking?
So many cigarettes.
Are we talking fun pipes?
Son, how do you know about fun pipes?
I saw a wizard once.
When?
On the Minor Illusions?
I didn't let you watch Minor Illusions. Bleegong!
I've already said too much. I hate secrets!
Yep.
Wait, do I love them? I can't remember.
You learned your lesson, Glebnol. Let's not even bring it up anymore, because the feelings are still probably kind of raw for certain
yeah.
people.
Anyways, So I think we do a night raid.
That sounds well. It'll probably take us most of the day to hike down the mound and get to Tidagol's gates.
Awesome. Mind if I take like a full rest so I can get all my spell slots and stuff back on your back?
I could probably carry you if you want to nap it up.
But then I miss exposition fun time.
You just take a nap because you need it. We'll keep
watch.
Yeah,
I did get down being the front line a couple times.
Exactly.
You know, I deserve this.
You know, take a me day.
You know, you're right. I grab some cucumbers from the bay. I put a face cream on. I'm going to go. Good night. Yeah. Don't do anything I would do.
Big T cradles you like a baby.
Can't we just toss him on Poppy?
Oh, you could. Yeah, Poppy's going to be a bit of a rougher ride, probably.
Also known as Fenric Jr.
Yeah.
I lift up one. Luga, make sure they don't do anything reckless. And I take Cobbler out. Cobbler, have some fun.
He's just eating like the rubble of one of these destroyed houses.
So I get Cobbler some really good quality rocks.
I will help.
You see.
Also, I'm not sure if Cobbler can eat metal, but I think that's something we should try tampering with.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, when we get to Tidagol, try having him.
Son, can I get a pamphlet? What better metal than Dredgefog?
Whoa. Actually, I guess we're about to be in the whole Titan. I'm going to have all the Dredgeforge steel I can handle.
What if Cobbler eats the Titan?
That's what I was thinking.
Good Lord. I do not have enough prepared for today's session.
So I'll leave the pamphlet. Like,
how Cobbler, did you not see this coming?
I don't know.
I didn't see this coming. Cobbler, give this a little nibble. See if you like it. I'm going to go take a nap now. This is your problem, guys.
Cobbler, it's like that really horrible sound of like if you ever get like a fork stuck like the disposal. Yeah. As it grinds the pamphlet up and starts chewing on it. Can I get a straight luck check? I'll have you do it for me, Taluga, since it's your little freak companion.
I got an 8.
Okay. I'll say with an 8, the little hand that's been growing out of the side of Cobbler pushes out just a little bit more.
It's got a wrist.
But you see that it now is a hand, but the only steel you see is that he now just has like really nice like metal painted fingernails.
Oh, damn. Nice fingernails, Cobbler.
You look so cool.
We're going to double back to this when we get to the Titan. All right. Good night.
We'll talk quiet on the hike.
The baggy neck lifts up to Luga. And kind of cradles him with one arm as you guys start walking down the mound. Is that the play here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Theo?
Take long breaths.
Is Lance with us?
No.
No, he's back. But yeah. Poppy is.
Poppy is.
Yes.
Yeah. Big capybara monstrosity.
You get on Poppy, I'll haul the frogs.
All right.
Yeah, haul us!
They all just leap into Glebnor.
Not like that.
My bad. I thought we could kind of get in.
Bench.
Oh, sick!
Yeah, kind of climb up.
Hold the grab bar for safety.
They're all three up there holding the grab bar, just pointing little finger guns into the woods as you guys make your little moves. Okay, let's get some survival checks from Glebnor and Theo.
It's an 11.
That's 6. Can the bullywugs help me?
Yeah, they'll give you the help action. It's just a real bumpy ride, Theo. As your Poppy moves real strange.
30, 20.
I got to get used to this.
But yeah,
it's not as smooth as Lance back there, huh?
No.
With the help of the baggy neck guiding your path, and with Glebnor's just really
mobile
ability to kind of get through annoying terrain, you guys start gliding your way down the mountain and make your way into the very twisted woods that make up, which I guess previously would have been the Ratatox Forest, is now completely covered in more of these vines. Can I get a perception check from Theo and Glebnor when you guys get a minute?
Just hard outed myself out of this entire time.
19.
Okay. Theo, you kind of like ride up a little bit ahead on Poppy. Now that the ground's kind of leveled out, you can actually like ride it again. As you ride up ahead, you're kind of looking through the forest, and it's, you know, so dark in here because of like the tree cover, but with your new like little bit of eye shine from the belt, you're able to kind of see through the dark. I will say, you can see up ahead, there are corpses on the ground, covered in these vines. And I'll say that you see this, like, viscous, humanoid-looking creature hovering over the corpses. It's, like, a tall, wet, drippy. It's like a big sap demon. That's what you're looking at here. It's about the size of you. It's like humanoid sized. There's this like milky amber fluid oozing out of it. And you can see that it is opening up the mouth of one of these corpses and pushing its body inside. Can I get an arcana or insight check?
Real glad I'm asleep for this.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
It's a 22 insight.
It appears this is how they're kind of piloting these puppet tendrils they're making. And as this ooze seeps into this body, you see the body kind of retch and move strange, pick itself up, and connect itself into the vines below it, creating a tendril puppet.
I'll put my hand up to stop Glebnor and the Bullywugs from moving, and Big T as well, and then look at Glebnor. I'm going to point at my eyes, point at you, and then point where it is, and put my finger up to my mouth to be quiet.
I'm going to roll a luck check.
Okay.
I'm the only goo in these parts.
He's already feeling threatened with Luga around.
All right. It was a 3. I'll be quiet. Instead of doing what I want to do, which is scream at this thing that I'm the only goo in town.
What would you like to do?
I'm going to try and... I want to move Poppy over to where Glebnor is so I can talk to him quietly.
Yeah. Give me just a stealth check.
Hold on. Motion to me to use my message. I could talk to you right directly into your mind.
I don't think he knows you can do that.
You've done it to me.
You. Yeah. All right, never mind.
You know, it's great being on the outside looking.
That's an 11.
Okay, I'll make just a quick perception check for these things. Actually, how close do you think you would have gotten to this creature? I'll actually ask you that real quick.
How far is your dark vision?
60, so I have to be within 60 feet of it.
Okay. This thing is blind past 30 feet. So even on an 11, it doesn't hear you, doesn't see you. Because you can see that as this creature gets up, like the eye sockets of its skull are just full of this liquid that kind of pour out. It seems to be like this body is now full of half sap, half root, as it is like covered in roots and this sticky sap is inside the body. It doesn't notice you as you slink back to Glebnor.
All right, Glebnor, what we're going to do, I'm going to put the silencer on my gun so we don't wake Tuluga.
Okay. Yeah, right? we don't want to wake Daddy up.
All right. Hey, Bullywugs, no yelling, no being crazy. If you shoot an Eldritch Blast, you keep it quiet.
All right, yeah.
And Glebnor, you whack the shit out of it because you're the only goo around here.
I'm the only goo in these tones. I'm so mad right now.
And I'm going to turn from where I am and just shoot it with sharpshooter.
Yeah, we'll say you're 60 feet away. You just look over, put your silencer on. Go ahead and make a shot for me.
It's a 29 minus 5, so 24.
That'll do it.
22 damage.
Okay. This thing. It's still up, but it looks like wicked injured. You put a bullet right through the head, and you can see some of this goo splats on the ground. And then it looks up. Make a stealth check for me.
It's a nat 1.
He's glowing.
It starts just shuffling toward where the shot came from, toward you guys. Glebnor, I will give you, if you can get a nice stealth check, I'll let you get a hit in before it gets to you guys.
23.
Go ahead. I'll let you take one attack roll. I'll let you know how much you get to do here. This thing has 12 hit points left. So if you can hit 12 in one shot, you might be able to take it out. Because that stealth check, I'll also give you advantage, which will give you sneak attack.
The Bullywugs are on my back. I should have it anyways.
Oh, that's true. I guess they are.
Get his ass. Fuck him up. Shoot him. Fuck him up. Get his fucking dumb head.
Does a 27 like, bonk?
27 bonks.
Just my attack was a 12. Oh, I don't damn. Need the sneak attack.
As this thing shuffles toward the group and looks around,
bonk. Silent.
And I'll say you've destroyed the tendril body, so then the ooze just slides out of the body. Let's go ahead and roll initiative. I'll have you two roll initiative against it. The Bullywugs will act on Glefnor's turn.
Yes.
This thing also doesn't have a ton of health. You guys can probably get rid of it in one shot, but this
is just... We're gonna fuck him up.
Yeah, get his ass. Be quiet, though, about it, because I don't want anyone to hear him.
25 initiative.
All right, you know what, Rich?
I got a 12, so me and the Bullywogs might have to act. I'm not sure.
He's so fast.
Yeah.
I nat 20'd the initiative. I don't want this thing alive.
It's so gross. I get it.
Can't wake up our plow.
I will show you guys the picture of the sap demon when we end this session. It is one of the most disgusting things I have found in these books. It looks just like a giant, like, loogie.
It is so upsetting.
Okay. It is the dead of night. You guys basically just shot the goo out of this vine construct. This sap demon kind of sucks itself back up in this vaguely humanoid shape. Theo, you will be the first to act.
Shocking.
Surprising no one.
Sharpshooter on all these.
Okay.
29 on the first one for a 24.
It's going to be a surprise to you, but that'll do it.
25 damage on the first one.
Okay. This might be a lot quicker than I expected.
Yes.
26 down to a 21.
That'll hit.
22 damage.
Okay.
20 down to a 15.
Okay.
For a 20 damage.
Okay. You immediately pull out both your guns and riddle this thing with bullets.
Is one of them the opening to RoboCop?
No, they're both silenced.
Okay. Just splatters of goo everywhere. It's just like, I love like a classic Theo freakout moment when he just doesn't like something and just goes apeshit with those guns. Very, very funny. This thing does still have 2 hit points left, and it is going to go next. All right.
Your hope doesn't yield.
Okay, it's just going to just try to make 2 slam attacks on Glebnor. It just reels up and is like, I am goo as well. It's going to try to make 2 attacks at
you. No, you're not.
2 sixes.
I'm the only goo around here. Be quiet, daddy's sleeping.
Glebnor, it is your turn. The warlocks are like, you fucking bitch ass. You totally missed, stupid set. Fuck you.
Get his ass.
Get him.
Does a 16 hit.
16 hits.
It's a good one.
Yeah, get him up. Yeah.
It's Rit.
That's a 10.
How'd he kill the goo?
Oh, slime's out hammer. I want to mush the hammer into its forehead and see if I can absorb the goo into it.
Oh, he's zolving.
I'm zolving.
Oh, do you want to zolve it?
Yo, that's sick as hell. Let's make up some mechanics on the spot. All right.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Give me...
It's a goo. I'm a goo. I want the goo.
Give me the goo.
I want his goo.
Give me, like, an athletics check,
actually. Give me a zolve roll.
Yeah, because I'll say you're trying to take over his goo.
I wake up.
Does a 16 zolve?
I think a 16 is going to zolve. Let me take a quick... I'll make a strength check against you.
Wake up. Glebnor is a foot taller.
He's got a nice amber hue to him.
All right. I'm going to give you... What do I want to give you out of this guy?
Does he have anything goofy?
Oh my god, I'm like the Highlander. I'm taking his power.
I mean... That makes sense, right? It's pretty rad.
Yeah. It does, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty red.
It's red. It's red. This guy's red.
All right. I'm going to give you one of his features that you can use once a day.
Oh,
how about that?
Let's go. Solve a clock.
I'm going to give you its feature called Soul Sap. I know this is dumb, but I'm doing it. This makes sense that you, like Mega Man, would start just beating, like, other oozes and start absorbing their powers. Okay, so if this becomes a real serious problem for me in the future, just all know I'm going into this willingly because I'm too excited by the idea of it. So, I'll copy this for you and, like, get you a copy of it, but Soul Sap. The sap demon slides down the throat of a sleepling, helpless, or grappled living creature of medium size or smaller. Once inside, the sap demon takes control of its host as per the dominate monster spell, wisdom save 12 DC. While dominated, the host gains blindsight for 90 feet. You will drip blood from your ears, nose, and eyes. So whoever you absorb will start immediately dripping blood. So it won't be like great
this
for
so metal.
Okay. Damage inflicted on the host has no effect on the sap demon, which in this case will be Glebnor. If the host dies or is reduced to 0 hit points, the sap demon must leave the body within 1 hour.
I basically have the leaf shield.
You can cut, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Because I get to eat whatever damage through the host.
Yeah. And I guess I'll let them at the end of every turn that you've absorbed someone, they'll have to just make a DC 12 wisdom save to break out of it. But this will be, yeah, I say you put the hammer through this thing's skull. Describe to me what it looks like when you absorb its power and you begin your first Zolve.
What's he doing?
Imagine like a really high powered, like typhoon suction inside, like inwards to the hammer.
Okay.
Does it make a sound? How loud is it?
Oh, it's loud.
I
will let you do a
imagine it's like, have you ever like had a drain rack? Drain really fast?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And it kind of has that like like noise.
Perception check with disadvantage to Luga because you are unconscious taking a little nappy nap right now.
That's a 15. I rolled 11 on both.
Damn. Stealth check if you want to try to look over at Toluga beginning to stir.
21. I reach a tentacle, pseudopod over.
Must have been the wind. Never should have come here.
And you absorb, and you see your Zalm glow with this cracked, weird energy as you absorb some of this sap demon's power.
Hell yeah.
That was middle as hell.
Are you supposed to do that?
That was rich. I don't know. Maybe because we're both ghouls.
We gotta talk to Toluga.
No.
Not now. Oh. He's gotta sleep.
Oh, yeah. Reggie's like, we're doing more secrets?
Luga saw all of this, right?
No, yeah. We're not doing secrets. Luga. We're gonna tell Toluga when he wakes up.
Tell Daddy everything. You little secret-keeping freak. You freak?
My God, I'm not there to keep him in line.
I'm using your lingo. I learned it from you.
I learned it from watching you, Dan.
I'm just the fun uncle, so I just let him do whatever he wants.
Luga's seeing all.
Luga's just like,
I'm going to tattle the minute he wakes up if you guys lie to father.
I would never lie to father.
I'm not lying to him. I'm going to tell him when he wakes up.
Don't be such a snitch, Luga. God.
There's just no point in waking him up to tell him right now. He needs rest.
How loud is this conversation? Is it start quiet and just get louder and louder and louder?
Hold on.
Probably.
As the tones start going up, I'm going to start using message.
Oh, it's my brain. Hello. Whoa.
Where the fuck is that coming from?
Shut up, everyone. Daddy's sleeping.
That's how we know it's in the mind.
You see Big T's like,
what's going on? I can talk to your mind now. Enough yelling! Let Daddy sleep!
Do you yell to sleep?
No.
Everyone grabs their head. You see the bullywogs like, oh, ow!
Ooh.
The fuck was that?
Yikes!
Got a headache. Everybody be cool. Be cool.
You can see,
I don't know what's happening, and I'm freaking out a little.
Belch slides off your back and goes over to the bodies that they were absorbing and kind of kicks one. Is like, they look weird.
They're dead.
Yeah, they're weird.
Strange.
Yeah, dead.
Something's off.
Can I get a perception or investigation check from you two?
Who actually can roll?
It's a nice nat one.
Okay.
What, a 17?
This man poked his own eyes out.
All right, yeah.
I'm feeling connected.
I think with a nat 1, Theo, it's just like, you've looked so much death in the last day. You know these are probably innocent people that got strangled by these things, so you kind of just like look away as Glebnor, with none of that problem, just slinks right up, starts really inspecting them.
17?
Yeah. It's pretty high for you.
I know. Unusually.
It's like the thing from SpongeBob again, where the eyes come out and they just
yeah,
go over the surface.
Just zooming over these corpses. I'll say you notice a couple interesting things. These are elves. It looks like three elves. They're all wearing kind of matching clothing. They have these like green tabards.
Elves in this part of town?
Yeah, it seems green. A little odd. They got the long ears of elves, these green tabards. On the tabard, there's a symbol of two double-bladed scimitars crossing each other.
Metal?
Yeah.
Theo, you recognize this? No. Do you recognize this?
Recognize what?
Look at their shirts.
I get off Poppy and I walk over to where he is.
Yeah, sure. You go check it out.
It's pretty metal.
You guys can both give me a history check if you want.
It's a 12.
Okay.
10.
All right. The 12. I will say you know that this is definitely the symbol of the elven nation in Magria. Corellus would be the name you would have maybe heard. You don't know really anything about it, just that you know there's an elven nation up in Magria called Corellus, and that symbol seems to match what you've seen maybe in books or in passing, kind of. Travelers did kind of come in and out of Tidigal, so it's not, I know, out of the question. You would kind of know some of the basic symbols of the different nations in your world.
Gotcha.
I'll
relay that info to Glebnor.
In your mind.
No, I'm going to shout.
Huh? Check it out!
Ow! No, I'm kidding.
Hey, what do you do with the bodies?
Can I actually get one last check from you two? Can I get a medicine check? And if you want to make one for funsies over there, you can make one and we'll apply it to one of the bullywugs.
14?
22.
Okay. Damn, nice to you. See you.
That's an 11.
Okay, yeah, you're kind of just poking at one.
He's dead.
22. Okay, I'll say you learn actually a good amount from that. You look at these bodies finally, and you can tell that even though they've been drained of so much life from these vines, they were dead before the vines started absorbing all their blood. You can see that they have like deep like slashes in their body. They were killed with a sword before these vines ever got to them.
I'll relay that to Glebnor. Do we think, does it...
You sure it's swords and not like a sharp vine?
No, it's sword.
Okay.
Yeah, you would know a sword wound. Someone with like probably a great sword or a great axe cut these three down.
This is not great.
And Urshan had a hammer, not...
Urshan had a hammer.
Not all that. The other Krizik followers that we saw, did they have blades or did they have more blunt weapons?
Give me a history check, actually. That's a good question.
We kind of melted them all before.
That's true. They didn't use weapons a ton.
And dirty 20?
Dirty 20? You know that most clerics carry maces.
Is this cross sword symbol is more of a national, not religious?
National symbol.
Okay.
Yep.
So, what's going on?
There's other people here.
Yeah, I don't think the Krizik people did this. I think we got to watch out for something else. I don't know what. Either they were trying to escape something and got down here, or something may be hiding around here.
Were you familiar with these guys before, Theo? Do you know anything about them?
Just the symbol, which I relayed to you.
What about you, bullywugs?
As you say, as a
bullywug? Yeah.
As a bullywug, would I know something else was around these woods that wasn't just like
the bullywugs? Demons? Hold on. If I'm not mistaken, the bullywug has a feature where it can talk to frogs and toads that True. Might be jumping around the forest and might have seen something.
I can talk to them, but they can't communicate.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So
right.
It's a one-way pet. This so was more of a like,
I will say this.
Blink 22 once, yes.
For the 22 medicine, you know that they would have been dead for like a while, it seems like.
Ooh.
And I would say with that high of a medicine check, you would kind of clock it to be, I would say, after Tidigal. Like after the big the like destruction siege of Tidigal, but still like a few maybe days or weeks ago.
How smart are these frogs?
They're not that smart. I'll give you a plus one if you want to roll just a straight check.
Well,
it's
more like how smart should I make their inference?
I would say you're we'll say you're plop right now.
So I'm riding pretty high.
You're riding pretty high. Yeah.
Guys,
yeah.
They have an idea. Maybe someone's feeding the demon bodies.
Could be.
I don't remember seeing anyone with an X.
Yeah, you guys live here. You would have seen something. Big T.
Hello.
No.
Oh, we're doing the thing on the head.
Do you know anything about these cross swords? Elves? You ever see these guys in these parts?
No.
Didn't think so. I thought it was weird, too.
And then let me get a round of history checks from just Glebnor and Theo, actually.
7.
10.
Okay. It would have been a pretty high check, and I don't think you guys would have even... would have clocked it, but yeah, you don't know why elves from Magri would have made their way all the way down to Tidigal.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Whose foot? Question for the DM.
Yeah.
Do we know how many people, like, do we have an idea of how wide known that the downfall of Tidigal happened? Like, how many people actually know about it?
That's been a while.
Pretty good question. I would say it's tough because pretty much everyone there escaped with you or died.
Right.
And I will say you probably would assume no one because I would get because you, when you guys were in Brandini, no one knew about it yet.
We were a port for trade, though, that theoretically would have been frequented.
Right. So it could be, I mean, it's probably not this, but it could be that people were going to Tidigal to trade something and somebody was lying in wait because they had gone to trade before them and just kind of saw that everything was dead. No one knew about it and probably saw people possibly killed them, left them for dead and stole their stuff. Cause, can I, you know,
ambush opportunities?
Yeah. Pirates. Can I try looking through the pockets to see if they have like gold or anything like that?
Yeah,
to see,
give me an investigation check. And I'll say you have it with advantage cause there's like four people hovering around these bodies helping you look at them.
Wrong poke.
Nat 20.
Yeah. I will say
he finds a Jolly Roger flag.
It is pretty strange. They weren't robbed. They have their gold. I'll say they got about 30 gold between the three bodies. They have all their weapons. They each do have a double bladed scimitar as a weapon. I don't know if you guys want to grab those. Feel free.
I rolled a 27 sleight of hand.
Okay.
Can I add 30 gold to my inventory on the sly?
Theo, you're like, man, someone took their gold but left all their weapons and other things.
Guys, so they were robbed for their gold because they don't have any. But
it's weird.
But they left the weapons, which is a little odd because
they look nice.
Yeah, you'd think that if you're going to take like gold and stuff, you take the weapons, you take like anything else. But
what kind of metal are the weapons?
These are just steel swords. But I also say with that, you got a nat 20. There is a set you pull loose from one of the bodies that hasn't been fully crushed by the vines yet. A set of elven chain in there. I don't know if that helps your AC at all, but that is on the body.
I will. How many? Three double-bladed scimitars?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to hold on to them. I'm going to put them in, like, the poppies, like, one of the sacks.
Side saddles? Cool.
Yep. And then when Toluga wakes up, I'm going to have him put it in the bag of holding.
Perfect. Okay. Sweet. With a nat 22, I'm going to keep rewarding that. I will say one of the other bodies, you pull off their back, which seems to be like a magic cloak. It's a cloak of elven kind. They got a bunch of cool elven magic on some of their stuff.
Hey. Cloak twins.
Oh, it's cool. Does yours billow like the plopes?
This one, unfortunately, does not billow.
So it's worse. Mind you, I'm sleeping while my cloak is billowing. So I don't think I've turned off the billowing.
You definitely haven't.
The billowing feature always stays on. The off switch is all dusty.
It's like the photo shoot. Just the wind's always blowing perfectly through my hair.
Yeah, it seems like you just come across some kind of very strange little crime scene here with these elven. They seem like emissaries that have just been kind of cut down by someone.
You got name tags?
They do not have name tags, unfortunately. Ah, oh, no name tags on these. That would be really helpful.
Shame.
Would have him. Sucks.
So, when do we put these bodies to rest? It says right here
really,
in the pamphlet.
I know, that's really daddy's, like, get down.
You got
down.
The pamphlet right here. It says, old bodies we come across, put to rest.
I know, you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah, Theo can do it. He's a little guy.
This is my first time.
Well,
hey, we've never done it. We're pretty nervous about it.
If you guys
it.
Want to help Glevnor gather the people, we got to make a funeral pyre.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm going to do a little front-end loader action.
Yeah, Toluca's not here to tell you no.
Yep.
You jam them all into a pile. The baggy neck's like, oh, come on. Reggie's like, I won't tell. It'll be a secret, which are fun to keep between just you and me sometimes. Right, Glebnor?
Oh, yeah.
Luga's just looking.
Yeah. Luga. My eyes start bugging. Yeah.
I'm going to tell Father all of their secrets.
I want to be a good brother, but you better shut the fuck up.
You guys are being so weird about all this.
You're the one being weird about secrets.
No, because it's just, I knew you were going to rat me out.
But I wasn't going to. Me and Daddy love secrets. You didn't know that. And you tried to tell me I didn't love secrets.
Well, I just, I can't believe you.
Do I have to make another perception check?
Make another perception check. Disadvantage because you are still sleeping.
Ooh, that's a 19.
That's a disadvantage?
Yeah.
23 stealth.
You're lucky, because if it wasn't disadvantage, I would have got 23.
As Reggie gets to be a little loud, you whip a tendril around his mouth.
Gotta be quiet. Can I talk into your mind? I don't even know if you have a mind.
I do. That is so rude.
I'm so mad. This is my son unhinged.
No. Enough with the secrets. Okay, me and fine. Daddy love secrets. You can't try and change that.
Oh, you're right. You guys are pretty steadfast in lots of things. Secrets seem to be one of them.
I'm going to put it on the pamphlet, for Christ's sakes.
All right, fine.
Stop being weird about it.
I'm not being weird.
Apparently, the spider's a rat.
This is in your mind, so no, Lucas just looking at you, just confused.
I don't like any of this. I don't think Father would either.
No.
Are you guys gonna help us bury these guys or what? We get my arms tired.
These bodies are heavy. No. They have to be laid to rest first. Jeez Louise, do you not know our procedures? It's on the pamphlet.
I've been tugging and tugging on these bodies. They're all jammed up.
Wait, why are you tugging the bodies?
They're all wrapped up with the vines. I don't know. We're pushing them all in at once, so what's the deal?
I have an idea.
All right.
No. Blavely.
Yeah?
How much of that arcane fire do we have?
It's all with Toluga.
You're going to have to heist it up.
Sleight of hand check.
Go ahead. You can do perception with disadvantage if you want. It is so funny how this episode just become do fun things behind Toluga's back.
There's no way he's beating me.
You're lucky the disadvantage, because I would have tried asked if I could guidance the 23.
25.
Nice.
I got just one.
Slink a bottle. A little bit of a jingle as it slides out of his pocket and you pull it over.
All right, so this should take care of the vines and the bodies in one fell swoop. I just need a little Bleebly magic to make sure they go to Bleebly heaven.
Are you going to do it, Bleebly? Are you going to make sure they go to Bleebly? What
He's
is Bleebly heaven?
He can't wait.
Wait, wait. We don't know what kind of people they were in life.
Doesn't matter. You put them to rest.
Which place are they going to?
We'll let the Red Way sort it out.
They go to whatever god they believed in. We just,
lead the way.
We kind of
shepherd.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Go ahead,
Karen.
Shep on.
Religion check, Bleeblee, if you would.
It's a nice 6.
I'm gonna Bleeblee and help you.
We believe in you. We Bleeblee in you. You can do it.
We're Bleeblee-vers.
We're Bleeblee in Mad Horde right now.
Nice. That was a 7.
Look, it's better.
Can't all be winners, right? You just gotta burn these bodies in the woods real quick. Lots of Lucas sleeping.
I just kinda
Does
like.
Does anyone say anything? Or you
I shoot the guns in the air. Let them find their way as fast as a bullet.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is good.
That should be in the pamphlet.
Elves.
They were
very,
elves.
Very astute.
Their ears.
Pointy.
Were pointy. Well,
may
anywho,
point them to better times.
What do I roll to smell bodies once?
Perception
oh,
check.
Toluga does wake up from smells a lot.
All right, I don't think I'm beating. That was a nat one. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I'm out for a while on this one. I'm not
He's real it. Tuckered, guys. He's,
I'm going to billow my cape in the opposite direction of Toluga to, blow the smoke
blow
away.
The smoke away. You're the problem. All right, can I get a final round of stealth checks from everyone as you guys begin to approach? Finally, you leave the site of this very weird funeral and sneak up to what appears to be the once proud gates of Tidagol.
Nat 20 for a 28.
14.
Theo, I think it is that thing of as you guys are kind of rushing down the hilled paths toward Tidagol, you go into that mode that you felt yourself going into last time you approached Tidagol. And this time, instead of the scene of chaos, Dreadforge, and Krizik worshippers, as you run up on the walls of your former city, you can see they are covered in these thick kudzu vines. You guys are completely stealth the fuck out, though, as you approach. And I'll say, Toluga, you come to the end of your long rest.
Guys, I had a crazy dream about barbecue.
What?
What?
Yeah.
No. We're here, Daddy.
Oh, okay. That was out loud. All right, we're here.
You gotta be more quiet.
Operation Big okay. Entrance.
Wait, Daddy. Hey, hold on.
Why?
I have something to tell you.
Okay.
It's about Glebdor.
It's weird, Daddy.
Yeah. So, we didn't want to wake you, but we had to tell you when you got up.
We don't want to keep secrets.
Yeah, there should be no secrets between father and son and best friend.
Exactly.
Daddy, then we came across a man. He was also goo.
A goo man?
I'm the only goo man.
He was well, a goo man.
There could be many goo men.
He was a goo man who was getting inside of corpses and piloting.
He was doing weird stuff to those bodies. I didn't like it.
It was so gross, dude. He was all up in his mouth.
So I sucked him off.
What?
Well, that phrasing.
Son, did you use protection?
I did it with the hammer?
What?
So
it, you sucked him off with the hammer? Hold on.
I think he zolved.
He saw?
I think he's off.
My son did his first solve and I didn't see it.
My zom was glowing,
Daddy. I start crying. I missed my son's first solve.
No, it was awesome, but it's fine. Don't worry. You would have been so proud.
You needed the rest. He did great. You know, we didn't want to wake you because you needed that rest. You got really beat up the last time.
Yeah, I did. So. I really did.
You know,
nice cape, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I got it off one of the dead guys.
Oh my, wait, what?
Yeah, well, there were some dead guys.
Did you put them to rest?
Of course we did.
You say any good words?
Yeah, I want them to go to whatever heaven they believe in as fast as a bullet.
It might. It their pointy moving. Ears point the way.
It was so moving. Right. People cried. The bullywugs, they cried like girls.
I'm gonna insight check you. That's a 25.
Also, sorry, I made Reggie weirdly sexist in that moment. It sounds like such a weird thing for a robot to say.
He was like 700 years old.
It was a different time.
It was a different time.
I promise I'm not going to make that a new canon thing that Reggie's like a little problematic, but in the fun grandpa way. No. Let's see.
I mean, I could make it better.
What was your
25.
Okay. We'll see. Reggie does have a +7 to deception. So let's see here.
All right, a guidance for a 28.
Good luck, Reggie.
You got a 23.
Reggie's? We need you,
once
Daddy.
Once again, kind of like, he's just fibbing.
We need you, Daddy. We're not good at putting him to rest. We tried our hardest.
All right, well, how far away were they?
I mean, like, way up that hill.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to do a long-distance prayer. Hold on. I do, like, you know how you do the cross shape? I just do a shape of a gun, and I put my hands here. May your souls kindly go to whatever god you go to, and, you know, you might have been a terrible person, but we don't judge in death.
Religion check with advantage, if you wouldn't mind, Plope.
It's a lot better than what we said.
All right, guidance.
I'll say the guidance was 17. You doing the symbol of a gun. You look up at the hill, you say a little prayer. There is kind of a, like, rustling in the leaves as the wind sort of blows. You look at the trees as they all kind of, like, shake in this, like, strange, almost like a dance. And even though you're in these forests surrounded by vines, it's like the nature itself sort of almost says thank you in its own weird way.
You're welcome. Guys, was that really that hard?
We just don't.
I don't have a way with words like you do for these things.
You know me. I just blurt out stuff.
It's true.
I shoot things.
But damn, do you shoot things?
Also, Luke is kind of a rat.
Hey,
tattletale.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
I mean, I'm his brother.
He's been sentient and able to communicate for all of a day, and you're already being mean about it,
dude. We were totally planning on telling you about the goo man, and he's like, I'm telling Daddy.
Well, I mean, you also kept another secret from me.
I was under duress, and you know it.
Mm-hmm. And the gambling habits? Son, you've been going down a very slippery slope, and we're going to have a stern
You're
talking.
A slippery dad!
I can't be mad at that one.
And I'm goo!
Doesn't matter what you are! All right? You know, just because you're goo doesn't mean you gotta be a sketchy person.
I'm not trying to be sketchy.
Why you like gambling?
It's fun!
And that's an addiction, son. Because you're gonna chase that high until you get it, and then you're gonna lose it. And then you're gonna chase it again, and then you're gonna lose it.
I have a problem!
That's why he's ratting. He's looking out for you. He sees the slope you're on.
Was he looking out for me?
Can I insight Luga? I'm going to insight Luga at disadvantage because I'm being charmed by his dancing.
It's an 11 at disadvantage on Luga.
18 from Luga. And I think it is actually true. Luga deeply cares for everyone and is really worried about Glebnor's mortal soul.
He's just worried about you. I was just doing my solving thing, and I was totally going to tell you immediately, which we did. He doesn't need to hang threats of tattling over me.
Why do you view it as a threat and not someone looking out for you?
He said very threateningly, ask everyone.
You can see Reggie looks over at you, and he's like,
they've been staring at each other, not talking, and just making facial expressions for like a good minute, right?
You just see a mean scowl go over Lucas.
What do you think they're thinking?
I don't know. They're probably talking about, you know, father-son things.
Oh, weird. Okay, that's probably best inside their heads.
Yeah.
You son?
Know. You know, Toluga doesn't want to embarrass, you know, yeah. Glebnor if that's he's parenting him, you yeah, know, just
that's good.
Keep it, you know, within them. It's fine.
Son, he's just looking out for you. He's your younger brother. Aren't you me? Have to lead by example. Do you want a gambling den of siblings? Of addicted, gamble-addicted, crippling debt?
Brothers, is it only crippling debt if we're losing?
Son?
All right.
Is that what you want?
Daddy, hold out the bag of holding.
I hold up bag of holding.
I'm going to dump the 30 gold in there.
What's 30? Where'd you get that from?
The corpses. I have a problem.
From the corpses. Oh my.
I'm telling you now, though.
Are you saying that in his head?
Yeah.
I look.
That's why I'm being so loud.
I look over and I'm just. How the hell did he get 30 gold?
Look.
He must have owed Toluga money.
A pure disappointment just wash over my face.
Help me, Daddy.
He might have gambled when no one was looking. You know, and then he had to tell Toluga.
Luga looks over.
Typical brother.
Well, did you give him a reason not to say that?
If he could hear us, it would be a good reason. He would know what's happening. He's making assumptions, Daddy.
Well, you're the way you act has led to those assumptions.
Help me!
I'm gonna try, son, and you know this is a good right first step.
Yeah, yeah. Step in the right direction. Step in the right direction.
This is good. Now I don't think I can run it up there to lay it with the corpse. So what we're gonna do is the next best thing:
donate it to the church.
Which? Who are their gods?
Aren't you the church?
Hold on. What were their gods? We're gonna donate to their church.
They had shirts with swords. Two of them.
Wait,
crossing.
The shirts were made out of swords?
No,
two swords?
That sounds awesome, but no.
Oh,
it was a picture of swords on the shirts.
That's less cool.
I know. I agree.
What is Glebnor pantomiming? He keeps making little X's with his pseudopods.
He's telling someone to suck it.
Oh.
All right.
They had sword shirts. Do you know anything about sword shirts, Daddy?
All right, history check?
Yeah, sure.
He could have been the missing link this whole time.
15? The god of the elves, the creator of the elves, is Corella.
It's Corella.
Corella DeVille.
No, not the Dalmatian woman.
Oh, sorry.
She's a woman that was like half dog, an actual Dalmatian woman. She's a shifter. That's
all right.
I'll wrap this up,
and we'll give it to them.
And we'll give it to them.
I like it. We're back on track, Daddy. Me and you.
Right. I see that. Toluga,
this is a good step, and I
hug
my son. I'm like, you know, this was emotional, but I'm proud of what you just did and told.
I want to be better.
And you're going one step already.
I see that Toluga opened the bag of holding. I went over and got the scimitars. These were theirs. I want to return them, and when we go to Magria.
Oh, okay.
And just.
All right, let me put that in the sword aisle. Don't want to accidentally reach in blindly and, you know.
Yeah, fair, yeah. I wanted to get them off of Poppy. I didn't want Poppy to stab itself. So.
Cobbler's in the bag of holding. He's just like sorting them. He hangs out in there all the time.
He's so good.
He's basically
He's
turned into like a little storeroom kind of down there. Where he's just kind of.
I thought I left you out, Cobbler. You didn't want the fresh air?
I think anytime you're in bed, Cobbler just as it's kind of like he's kind of like a cat where he has like his comfy place, which is inside the bag of holding.
Okay.
Yeah. He's hanging out in there.
All So we commencing operation, badass entrance?
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, don't we want to scout things first? Kind of understand what we're getting into?
Son, ladder.
Form of ladder.
Okay, you can ladder up. I'm not going to make you do a check for that.
You want me to climb up, or?
What's your perception?
Bullywug, I think I got brace plus me. Four.
I got a plus six.
Right. I'll brace the ladder.
Theo, you.
Ooh.
Yeah, what do you got?
Ooh. Can I ladder up from Big T's shoulders?
Well, that was for my idea.
Added height?
Yeah, sure.
Wait, hold on. I have a better idea. You guys, I look at the bullywugs. How high can you jump?
Like, mad far.
20 feet, if I'm not
How
mistaken.
How perceptive are you?
We're all right.
What's all right? Scale of 1 to 10.
I will give me a plus 3.
But there's 3 of them.
You want to joke? Have the bullywugs leap up and do little scouting checks?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. We're doing it.
I'll catch you.
All right. So just for everyone at home, you guys see a giant tree man about the size of a full grown tree has a gooey ladder on his shoulders that goes up into the air kind of shakily as we'll say Theo and Toluga are bracing it with Reggie. At the top of the ladder, there are 3 small frogmen taking turns leaping up into the air to see what they can see. Each of you roll a d20 for me and add a plus 3. Those will be the perception checks of the bullywugs.
10.
Nat 1.
8.
Nat 1. One goes to jump and immediately falls. goes through Glebnor's gooey ladder form, bonking the baggy neck on the head. He's like, come on! He's trying to hold everyone steady.
25 to catch him out of the air.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Shoot a rung out.
Yeah. He kind of lands on it.
The hell was that?
I don't want to hurt him.
What was the highest roll?
I think the 10.
The 10. So there's 2 more bullywugs at the top kind of scrambling over each other, fighting over who gets to jump off whose shoulders. And one finally makes a weird little leap. And you can see that the gate to Titagol, which is the back of the once great Dreadforge Titan, completely covered in vines. At the top of this gate, there are more of those tendril puppets that sort of seem to be roaming at the top of the gate. I would say with a 10, it's hard to tell how many, but you can hear the rustling of leaves as they move up upon the vine-covered balustrade. 10, it does seem that the gate is... I mean, there was a reason Titagol was so safe for so long with that gate. It's kind of near impenetrable, especially now with all these thorns. But yeah, Glebnor, what do you got?
How much of it is actual gate versus... vine coverage?
Because I would say
the storm callers broke
right through it. The hole that where the gate once was is now like plugged up with thick roots.
Okay.
But these idiots are jumping around trying to see what's on the top. I will let you guys all make perception checks as you're looking out that way. What do you got?
Can I look for to see like important looking vines?
Okay, like main vines?
Like, yeah. Like
yeah.
Main vines,
like
the artery of the vines.
Perfect, perfect.
21 perception. From
24 perception.
Okay. One upper.
I also have an idea. Theo's going to
16
look at you, and you're right there. He's holding the thing. What if we use the ladder to get over the wall at a different place, and then we help Glebnor get up? And then we kind of...
You just hold the top of the ladder and I can suck myself up.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, my son's great at sucking himself.
We have these guys kind of distract everyone that's right here so they don't notice us going up the wall like over there or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll say with those wicked high perception checks, Theo, you can see there's a part on the Titan's like old left shoulder that kind of creates like a blind spot for these little patrol of vines. That's definitely, if you're going to try to like sneak over, that's a spot to do it, 100%.
So if we have them do your whole rocket plan.
Yeah,
it's the baseball.
We can, you know, sneak in through over there. No one will be the wiser.
Perfect. And I'll say, you were looking for like a main, like an artery type vine.
Yeah. Let's see if there's like... if I could find ones that if I strategically shot would get the most attention.
Yeah, I will say that there is... yeah, that's a great question, actually. There's 2 large, thicker roots that seem to be wrapped over the two shoulder blades of the Colossus. And then one very large central, almost like nervous system, what's the word I'm looking for? Branching. I was trying to say, I was like, don't say breaching. That's not the word. branching in the center that is creating the big plug in the back of the Titan. Those three are the main ones. If you were to like fire directly at that center one, you'd be getting a lot of attention. I'll say that.
Okay.
So bullywugs, each one of your rocks from a different location, you're all going to target that middle vine.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Red.
I'm going to give you guys a little extra juice on your rocks.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to take my alchemist fire.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have... You took some of it, right?
I only took two.
Two. And we had a pack of 24. One. So I have 21.
Yep.
Three. I'm going to use six on each rock.
Okay. So you basically, like, tied a bunch of them together around this rock?
Mm-hmm.
Sick as hell. Fucking look. You see the bullywug's eyes all go wide.
This is the greatest day of my entire life.
I got three more.
All right.
I'm going to tell Big T and the Briar Children.
What's up? What's our deal? What are we doing?
You're going, Big T, you're going for that shoulder.
All right.
Not his voice. It's fine.
little mans, I need you to hit that one. I'm going to give you some extra stank on this.
What are we getting? This is very exciting, brother.
I'm going to give them the one jar of alchemist fire.
Okay, each. They're each holding one.
And then I'm going to be like, Theo, I'm going to need to see one of your mortars.
Like the shell?
Give you a shell.
Oh, okay. And just take out.
And with my rudimentary understanding of ballistics at the moment, I am going to, in my mind, unscrew the shell. Dump the bottle of alchemist fire in it.
Oh god.
And then cap it off and hand it back to him.
It's fucking vibrating like just crazy.
This is just a taste of what's to come.
Come from what?
Oh, your birthday! The cake exploding cake
balloons.
Wait, the cake exploding.
Just you're thinking too hard.
Oh. Alright. Load that right into the mortar.
Yeah, okay. Like, just so we all remember, the mortar was made by your boy Yarno. So it is a like junk rat fucking just a chaos cylinder essentially. Oh, yeah. And you jam a super unstable round into it. This thing is like cackling with like arcane energy. There's sparks coming off it.
I'm gonna put a bit of Toluga magic in.
Give me a religion check.
Daddy, this looks wicked unsafe.
That's the best kind. 21.
Okay. Your next shot with the mortar.
Mm-hmm.
Can I flavor it that I pumped my channel divinity Radiance of Dawn into that
what
shell?
What I was going to give you is, I just can't remember the name of the fucking spell. It's a cleric spell that does fire and radiant damage. Flame strike, I believe. Okay. Yeah, okay. So the next time you fire with that gun, it will essentially be doing the flame strike spell. This will use Toluga's saving throw modifier. But each creature in a 10-foot radius, 40-foot-high cylinder centered on a point within range, the range is 60 feet, has to make a dex save or take 4d6 fire damage and 4d6 radiant damage, or half as much on a failed save.
Damn.
Is that on top of the bullet damage?
Yep.
And the alchemist fire I pumped?
Sure, it'll d4. I mean, it'll be on fire.
All right. And then after I do all this, I group up all the rock cannon people. Yep. And I have Luga with a chalkboard just explaining. I'm like, all right, guys, the angle's going to be important. The timing, not so much. I don't care if you stagger them as long as they hit the mark.
Yeah, you can see that they're all also just starting to put kind of like guerrilla warfare makeup on their faces and getting really ready for this this siege.
And I got to blend in. I can't go in like this until we start kicking things off. So I'm going to jump into a puddle of mud and roll around. All right, I'm ready. Ain't no one going to see me on any thermal detectors.
All right. So, folks, next time on Dicey Situations, this little band of maniacs is going to lay siege to the vine-covered Titagol. I will catch you all next time. Please keep it dicey.
Ah!
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.